He writes, "The first song I loved was my mother's. Each night she would sit on the left side of my bed and sing the same lullaby. Her voice was sweet and small and shaped to fit inside a bedroom. On trips to my maternal grandparents' home in Detroit, my mommy would sing the same tune in a lower register with a scratchier timbre and German lyrics. I didn't know what the words meant, but I loved them for their ancient mystery in the old house. Guten Abend, Guten Nacht. I used to think the song was a family heirloom. But in first grade, at one of the first sleepovers in my Virginia hometown, a young friend turned the dial on the small music box by his bed, and digital chimes tinkled to a familiar tune. I learned that my mother's melody was not a family secret. It was astonishingly common. There is a strong possibility that you have heard it dozens of times, and perhaps thousands. It is Johannes Brahms' Lullaby, or Wiegenlied, Lullaby and Good Night, with roses bedight." Millions of families all over the world have sung a version of Brahms' lullaby to their children every night for more than a century. It is one of the most common melodies in the Western Hemisphere. Considering that a lullaby is sung every evening for hundreds of days a year for several years in a child's life, there is a real possibility that Brahms' lullaby could be one of the most heard songs in the Western Hemisphere, if not the world. Wiegenlied is undeniably beautiful, simple, and repetitive, all the necessary elements of any song produced for infants from the throats of tired parents. But a melody so universal is also a mystery. How did a 19th century German tune become one of the world's most popular songs? That's where Derek Thompson begins with his new book, Hitmakers. But he's soon on to exploring the popularity of the Swedish pop group ABBA. He takes on Voltaire and vampires, too, with his curious mind and remarkable ability to see connections that shed light on human culture in fascinating ways. Derek Thompson graduated from the Medill School of Journalism at Northwestern University with a triple major in journalism, political science, and legal studies. He is a senior editor at The Atlantic magazine, and he will speak here in Scranton when he delivers the Lackawanna County Library System's 2017 American Master's Lecture on Thursday, September 7th at the Scranton Cultural Center. We had a chance to speak by phone with Mary Garm, director of the Lackawanna County Library System, and we asked her to tell us about the American Master's Lecture series.
The American Master's Lecture is an annual event, and it is something that we've been doing since 2005. And it is a collaboration between the Lackawanna County Library System and a group of individuals from the community who love to read and who love to talk about ideas and books. And we come together once a year to come up with ideas about who it is that we would like to bring into Lackawanna County to speak to our audience. We have had some amazing speakers. We've had David McCullough and Michael Beschloss and David Brinkley, all of whom are fabulous historians. We've had scientists like Michio Kaku and Bob Ballard. We've had a number of other people, and every year we get a wonderful turnout, usually between 500 and as many as 1,800 people who have come out to see these lectures. We feel strongly that having speakers come in to talk about their books and their ideas is something that fits beautifully into what a library is and what a library does. We really are all about ideas, and we have a little bit of something for everybody. When we first started this lecture series, we thought about the fact that we wanted it to reflect the breadth of information and the breadth of ideas and subjects that are available in all of our collections in our libraries. So that's really how it fits into what it is that we're doing. And one other thing, I guess, that's important, we try to make sure that these lectures are all free to anybody who wants to come. And that, of course, is a central principle of how we interact with our community. All of our programs, all of our books are free for people to use and enjoy.
And so tell us then, who is this year's guest?
Well, I am really excited to tell you that we are bringing in a speaker by the name of Derek Thompson. And Derek Thompson is a senior editor for The Atlantic magazine, and he is the author of a book that is a national bestseller. It's called Hitmakers, and the subtitle is The Science of Popularity in an Age of Distraction. And he writes about what it is that makes things go viral, that makes things popular, that makes some things really interesting when other things never get off the ground. And the book itself is wonderful. It is fun to read, and it is also very thought-provoking. Derek is an interesting person. He's a young man. He was recognized by Forbes magazine as one of its 30 under 30 people to watch. And Time magazine also noted him in its 140 best Twitter feeds a couple of years ago. So he is a new voice in American journalism. And we're really excited about having an opportunity to introduce someone new and young with new ideas to our lecture audience.
Do you have one item you could mention from the book that you found particularly eye-opening?
Absolutely. It's a little bit difficult because when I did read his book, I was so fascinated by it. Every chapter that I read, I thought to myself, oh, I hope he talks about this at the lecture. And then I would go on to the next chapter and think, oh, I hope he talks about this at the lecture. So if he talks about everything that I found to be interesting, I think that the lecture could go on for hours and hours, much longer than we have time for. But what he really talks about is the fact that human attention is our most valuable currency. And so what he tries to get at is, what is it that draws our attention? What is it that makes something popular? And the way he approaches it is by looking at, in essence, case studies. So each chapter is about something different. And he writes about things that are just fascinating. He talks about everything from Impressionist art to what made Rock Around the Clock the biggest hit in rock and roll history. He talks about why Brahms' Lullaby is something that even today we all hum to our children, and how that became something that became so popular. And one of the things that he spends a lot of time on is Star Wars, which is, of course, something that is particularly of interest to lots and lots of people. He talks about kind of the origin story of Star Wars.
What a range!
And that's one of the things that I really enjoy about him. He is obviously very smart. He is obviously a great researcher, but he is really a compelling storyteller, and he also has a great sense of humor. So I just think he's going to be an awful lot of fun to listen to.
And Mary, is the lecture program set up in such a way that participants from the audience can interact with questions and answers?
Absolutely. He will be talking for the better part of an hour, and then we'll have some time for question and answers afterwards. We'll also have an opportunity for people to get autographs. So we'll have copies of his book for sale, and people can purchase them on site if they're interested, and then get an autograph from him as well. He seems charming. I've talked with him on the phone, and you know, of course I've looked at some of his videos online. He appears pretty regularly on a number of television and radio programs, including the NPR program Here and Now. He's a regular contributor there. But he is also often on CNBC and some of the major networks talking about things related to economics and behavioral psychology and economics of entertainment. He's got a wide range of topics that he is conversant in. I think if you listen to him and he talks about the kind of things he writes about in his book, you'll feel as if you are learning about all kinds of secrets about how the world works and how things become popular. It should be just great fun.
Well, will you tell us, please, about how we can attend?
So the American Masters Lecture will take place on Thursday, September 7th, and it starts at 7 o'clock in the evening, and it will be taking place at the Scranton Cultural Center, which is on North Washington Avenue in Scranton. Admission is free, and the tickets are available at any Lackawanna County Library. They're also available online, and you can get to that online link by going to the Lackawanna County Library System's webpage at www.lclshome.org. And it's important to know that you don't have to be from Lackawanna County to attend. And also, if you don't have a chance to get a ticket, we would still love to have you come, and you're welcome to show up that evening, and we'll make sure that you get in. We just want to get this lecture out and available to anybody who can possibly make it. As I mentioned earlier, copies of the book Hit Makers are also going to be there available, and there will be an autograph session that follows the lecture.
Mary Garm, director of the Lackawanna County Library System, speaking about the annual American Masters Lecture Series and this year's guest, Derek Thompson, a senior editor at The Atlantic magazine, and he will speak about his national bestseller, Hitmakers, The Science of Popularity in an Age of Distraction. And the event will take place on September 7th, that's a Thursday, at 7 p.m. at the Scranton Cultural Center, North Washington Avenue in Scranton. For more information and to get tickets, free tickets, lclshome.org, lclshome.org. The event is free, and tickets are available at the Lackawanna County Libraries around the county and online, lclshome.org. It's Derek Thompson delivering the American Masters Lecture for the Lackawanna County Library System, an annual event, and it's Thursday, September 7th at 7 p.m. at the Scranton Cultural Center. For more information, on the web, lclshome.org, lclshome.org. And as Mary Garm told us, he'll talk not only about Brahms' Lullaby, perhaps, and what makes that such a popular song, but also about Star Wars.